Friend, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you. There has no temptation taken you but such as is common to man, but God is faithful, and he'll not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape that ye may be able to bear it. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Nay, in all of these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us and gave himself for us. Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor heights, nor depths, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. They that sow in tears shall surely come forth rejoicing. The joy of the Lord is your strength. So count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Therefore, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. For thou, O Lord, only maketh me to dwell in safety. God declared, I've called you with a holy calling, not according to your works, but according to my purpose in Christ Jesus before the foundations of the world. You're engraved in the palm of my hand, and no man can pluck you out of my hand. And only good and perfect gifts come down from the Father of lights, in whom there's no variableness, neither shadow of turning. If you know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more does your heavenly Father know how to give good gifts unto his children? Friend, he will withhold no good thing from them who walk uprightly before him. He never sleeps nor slumbers. His ear is always open to the cry of his children. His eyes run to and fro the face of the earth on behalf of someone he can show himself great to. He's able to do exceeding abundantly more than you could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in you.